That's right, folks. The heat is on. Welcome to Restoring the Republic. My name is Richard Greaves. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. We've got an interesting show lined up for y'all, hopefully. We've got Judith McGeary coming on right after the bottom of the hour break in this hour coming up. She'll be talking about the animal RFID issue and premises ID issue. And also, I'll be giving a little rundown here shortly about Rudolph Giuliani. Rudolph Diva Giuliani. We've had a lot of news come out about him this past week and last couple days. I'll be talking about that in a little bit and let folks know that what we need to do is try to derail Rudolph Diva Giuliani's campaign before he ever even gets out of the box to run for president, because this guy is a total gun grabber and much, much more, and I'll be talking about that here in a little bit. Some of the announcements, hopefully you've got your pencil and paper handy. One of the big things that's coming up this week will be in Chandler, Arizona, and you'll have to check their schedule, but I believe that they start things kicking off on Thursday evening this week, which I believe is the 22nd of February. And if you want to learn more about that, go to 911accountability.org. That's 911accountability.org. That may prove to be the very biggest 911 truth conference that's ever occurred, at least here in the United States that I'm aware of. So that should be interesting to see what comes out of that, and there should be a lot of synergy going. As most of y'all that were listening last week, and hopefully you were able to listen, Gary Franchi was on last week with LoneLantern.org, and he's supposed to be out there, so hopefully we'll have a report from him from the event. Actually, I think he's probably still going to do the show Friday night, and he can give us kind of a rundown, hopefully, what's going on out there. And if not on Friday night, then maybe next Sunday or during his week, the following week, it would be interesting to hear how that goes out there, because I'm thinking that there's going to be a lot of people there despite some of the problems that they've had. Also, another thing hopefully folks will continue to work on is go to truthtellers.org, truthtellers.org. There is still some hate crimes legislation working its way through the House and probably the Senate as well that you can get apprised of on truthtellers.org, and there's a lot of steps there you can follow at the website there to make sure that we can keep our free speech here. Like I've said many times on the show, and I'll always say it, I guess, is that here we are on this program. We are responding to the mainstream's call to action on the American people, which has been just go to sleep, don't pay attention, watch TV, don't worry about a thing, everything's okay. We are here responding to that call to action on this show, and hopefully you folks out there in the audience will be responding with me and we'll all work together. One of the things that I'd like to mention also right now is that most of y'all out there in this audience know that Ron Paul has stepped up to bat and will be running for president. Most likely he's in the exploration phase, but that's just one step along the way to actually announcing. And I should have that website. When we come back from this first break, I will have his website and tell you where you can go to check out his website. But Ron Paul is stepping up to the plate, and he's going to be out there talking about all these issues that we're concerned about and more and beyond. Most of the folks here in Central Texas know that I do a local cable TV access show on Monday nights at 9 p.m., which, by the way, tomorrow, I will not be on the air. It will be a rerun because it's President's Day, I believe, vacation, a holiday for Access Cable. So I won't be on, but the following week I'll be back on live at 9 p.m. on Monday. But there was a question that came up on Access Cable this past week asking me about Ron Paul's stance on border security issues and illegal invasion issues. And if you want to listen to an archive that's interesting to find out where he stands on the border issues, is you can listen, if you've got access to the Alex Jones Show archives from this past Thursday, in the third hour from about 15 minutes into the third hour till 45 minutes into the third hour, you will hear Ron Paul discussing a variety of issues, and he did address the border security issues. So folks, stand by. We'll come back with more announcements about events that are coming up here locally in Central Texas. And we will have our guest, Judith McGeary, coming on after the bottom of this hour. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. This is Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is February 18th of 2007. And if you're listening just after 6 o'clock Central Time, this is a live program. You can also listen on the web on rbnlive.com, republicbroadcasting.org. Hopefully there's a lot of folks out there listening on micro FM and internet and shortwave. We're on shortwave at 5.050. Before the break, I was talking about going to Ron Paul's website, and the website for Ron Paul is ronpaulexplore.com. That is ronpaulexplore.com. Check that out and see what's going on there and see what you can do to get involved in Ron Paul's campaign. It should be a very exciting year and a half or two, actually about 2 years coming up with Ron Paul and his campaign coming up. So some of the other events that are going on here locally is March 1st, on Thursday, March 1st at 8:30 a.m., Senator John Corona's hearing will be at the Capitol Extension Auditorium in room E1.004. That's the Capitol Extension Auditorium, room E1.004. And one of the things that Senator Corona is joined forces with a lot of the folks here in Central Texas is in fighting the toll road issues and also on the Trans-Texas Corridor. So this should be a big event on March 1st, and there'll be other issues involved with that, which I think we'll be talking about here in a little while more here later in the show. Also on March 2nd, there's going to be a big rally on Friday, March 2nd. And to find out details on these events, go to independenttexans.com. Or you can also go to indytexans.org. indytexans.org, and there's some right on the homepage on indytexans.org. You can find out more information about these events that are coming up, but they should be really big. I think on Friday especially, we're going to have animal RFID groups. We're going to have toll road groups, Trans-Texas Corridor groups. We're going to have 911 Truth groups. We're going to try to bring everybody out for this. And Hank Gilbert, the gentleman that ran for Agricultural Commission here in Texas as a Democrat, is planning on coming out and getting out as many folks as possible to this event. Okay, and now what I'd like to talk about is the situation with Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Diva Giuliani. If I can ever get it straight here, I don't know. Maybe I won't be able to nickname him that if I can't say it properly, but it's Rudy Diva Giuliani. And what happened here in the last couple of days, on the 16th, a story came out on a website called thesmokinggun.com. So that's my reference for this story. You know, it's impossible to vet a lot of these things, but the mainstream press has picked up this story, so I think it's probably a for real story. I will say that I remember one time I was with Frosty Wooldridge and Steve Mason and his friend Preston at UT about a year and a half ago, and there was a reporter from the Daily Texan that came up and was asking me questions, and then the next day I read the article, and in about two paragraphs there was about 8 points that I thought they'd gotten wrong for my statement. So we really have to filter the press and have some discernment with whatever press we're listening to, whether it's newspaper, the mainstream news on TV or radio. We really have to put a filter on it, because I know from firsthand experience that it's easy to get misquoted and it's easy to have the wrong perspective or an unintentional perspective being parroted in the press. But nonetheless, here we go. This is from a website called thesmokinggun.com, and evidently Rudolph Giuliani really values his speaking engagements, because he charges $100,000 to do a speaking engagement. And they had a contract. He has a contract that he has to have signed before he goes on these speaking engagements. And one of the things that he requires as part of the speaking engagement is if there is a private plane that needs to be involved to fly him back and forth to the event, and that this plane must be a Gulfstream 4 or bigger. And from a little bit of research that I did, that a Gulfstream 4 is about a $30 million plane. So that has to be provided for him to get back and forth to the event. The event is, he really nails down the specifics of how the event's going to work. He says that he speaks for 45 minutes and then does a question and answer session for 15 minutes. So he also wants the lighting situation that's at the event. He wants the lighting on the stage to be a certain way, that he's to appear a certain way on the stage, and the stage has to be completely lit with no dark spots or shadows in it. And then on top of that, nobody in the audience can take photographs of him with flashbulbs. So there has to be enough light on the stage that nobody needs a flashbulb so that they don't have any flash pictures of Rudolph Giuliani. So that's just kind of a part of it. Another part that they were also mentioned in this story at thesmokinggun.com is that his hotel has to be arranged in such a manner that he has at least up to five rooms on an upper floor that faces a balcony. So basically what we have here with Diva Giuliani is he's done everything almost except for have the bowl of M&Ms with the green ones selected out. Basically that's what we're dealing with here. And some of the other points that they showed in the also in this contract, it also has a clause in it that is supposed to be confidential and not released to the public. But evidently, somehow this contract was leaked, and it was from an Oklahoma State University engagement. Let's see if I can come up with that last sentence on the contract. I may not be able to, but he has to have it be a confidential contract. And it's not supposed to be exposed. This is, item 18. The conditions and compensations set forth in this agreement are to remain strictly confidential and may not be disclosed to third parties. So I don't know if this means that somebody's really, really going to get in trouble. This was supposedly in March, springtime of 06, in the spring of 06, that this contract came out. So anyway, if you go to thesmokinggun.com, they evidently have basically the whole five-page contract there, and because there's some more things that I've kind of glossed and skipped over that really indicate that this guy, he is a diva. And another thing that came out with the smokinggun.com was an earlier story on Monday came out where they've got pages and pages of a dossier that was put together about Rudolph Giuliani back when he was preparing to run for mayor in the early 90s. When he was preparing to run for mayor in the early 90s in New York, they put together a multi-hundred page report on what Rudolph Giuliani's weaknesses were and are to be running for mayor of New York. Now, you can imagine what that might have been if you had hundreds of pages worth of material. But one of the things that was found in the in that report was that he was married to his second cousin for about 14 years, anywhere from 12 to 14 years married to his second cousin, which he had it annulled. And then another thing that he's, as far as the Bill of Rights issue is concerned, the biggest thing that's most surprising and shocking to me is how he is really just a gun grabber. He is really a gun grabber. So we should really see about trying to get busy in New Hampshire, states like New Hampshire and Iowa, and let's not let Rudolph Giuliani get out of these states with any kind of a momentum at all to run for president. Because I tell you what, this guy, he really, I really think that he would really do everything he could to see to it that the United States was stripped of all its guns. As a matter of fact, he did lead a lawsuit against gun manufacturers when he was either still mayor of New York or shortly thereafter, that he and the city of New York actually filed a lawsuit against gun manufacturers with a variety of charges. And what happened on that lawsuit ultimately was is the Fed actually stepped in and did something right for a change, which they rarely do, but the Fed actually stepped in and passed a law protecting gun manufacturers. So that was how that lawsuit was short-circuited and was not allowed to proceed. So anyway, here we have it, Rudolph Diva Giuliani and his gun-grabbing ways. And also, if you go to YouTube, you could just Google in his name or YouTube in his name, Giuliani with Donald Trump, and get to see Mr. Giuliani at a roast that where he's dressed in drag with Donald Trump. And another event where he's dressed in drag, he's at a some type of theater where he's on stage. And the MC of the event asked Rudolph Giuliani, who's dressed in drag, asked him, "Well, do you really think you could play a man pretending to be a woman that's pretending to be a man?" He says, "Well, I think I can because I'm already playing a Republican playing to be a Democrat that's pretending to be a Republican." So, I mean, that's basically probably closer to the truth than ever with Rudolph Giuliani. So it's interesting. And if you get a chance to go to thesmokinggun.com, you might want to see that. And one of the things that I've learned onto a different subject here, one of the things I've learned recently in the last month is that the computer can really now be used as a radio. I mean, it's really incredible how that now with the computer, you can have a radio basically at your service, at your desk, or with your laptop, that you've got unlimited number of stations. And RBN Live is a radio station that you can tune into on the net, which what's really cool about that, though, is one thing that I want to buy myself is that RBNLive.com, you can purchase an FM transmitter that you can run your through into your computer, just hook it into your ear, your audio jack, and you can broadcast into your house an FM signal. You can adjust the frequency of the signal that you broadcast into your house, and you can start running your computer-based internet streaming programs into an FM frequency into your house, and then you can just tune in your radios all over your house so you're not a slave to your chair there right there at your computer. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I want to pick up here at RBN myself. And so I would recommend for you folks that have not really used your computer to listen to programs with that you kind of experiment with that and check it out. Because, for example, on Windows Media, when you open up your Windows Media, you can listen to programs that are archived and listen to them faster than real time, actually. So you can actually speed through a program even faster because you can go 1.4 times or 2 times, and it's an intelligible conversation, even better than the way I'm talking now. So, all right, you're listening to Restoring the Republic, and we'll be right back after this upcoming break. We've got our guest coming up here shortly, Judith McGeary with FarmAndRanchFreedom.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. My name is Richard Reeves. I'm your host. We've got our guest coming up here shortly, Judith McGeary with FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. She's been instrumental in fighting the good fight here against animal RFID and premises ID. We'll have her right after the bottom of the hour break. And I want to kind of recap as well what happened earlier this week. Is there was a Campo meeting here in Central Texas, and some not-so-good things may have occurred there. We've still got to get them analyzed. I've got to get some paperwork to Sal Costello with AustinTollParty.com and go over it with him. But it does appear that there are stretches of 183 where they may now be trying to eliminate the service roads, thereby forcing traffic onto the prospective toll roads if they succeed in getting them tolled. So we're going to be going that. And also they are trying to reconfigure the Campo board. So folks that are involved in that, I'd recommend that you go to AustinTollParty.com, AustinTollParty.com, and make sure and get on their email list so you can keep apprised at what's going on with the toll road situation here in Austin, Texas, which I know a lot of folks that are around the country may not be listening and thinking, well, that may not be an important issue to them, what's going on here in Austin with the toll roads. But I think you should be, though, because they're really wanting to toll the roads anywhere and everywhere. So they're going to try to bring them to a city near you if they can get away with implementing them here. So it is important to you, I think. And also the additional revenues that they want to create with these new toll road projects, I think are going to be, at least at the very least, they'll be indirectly going towards helping fund the Trans-Texas Corridor. And I think part of the proof on how they're willing to put actual tax revenue dollars into toll roads. For example, we've got a toll road here that's being built called State Highway 130 that has at least $67 million of Austin's tax revenue dollars from a variety of sources. So that's just Austin's tax revenue dollars from however it's generated. And then on top of that, there's gasoline tax dollars that are probably being funneled into that project and federal tax dollars. And then on top of that, they're just going to slap tolls on the whole thing. So that's one of the things to watch out for. And if you're here in Central Texas and beyond, go ahead and go to austintollparty.com and get on that website and make sure to get on the email list. And I think it's still set up where you can email the Campo board from the homepage. You can send them an email included with your thoughts on what you are thinking about the toll road issues in Austin and your neck of the woods as well. So you can help us out there, because if we can stop them here, then it'll make it much easier wherever you are in your part of the world, because that's like up in Dallas. They're trying to do this up in Dallas to a lesser degree. They have usurped Highway 121 up there, which is a very important road in the northern part of Dallas that connects the airport area, DFW area, with US 75 northbound. And it's a good way to avoid LBJ Freeway, which most of y'all, if you're from Texas, you know about LBJ Freeway, Loop 635 in Dallas. It's just an incredible sea of an ocean of cars, metal, heavy metal every day for hours, bumper to bumper traffic. And I think in a lot of stretches, it's 10 lanes wide. I think you've got about five lanes on each side, and it's still just completely overloaded with traffic. And 121 is a reliever to 635 if it fits your commute, so it can relieve that. But losing 121, which was an existing road prior to the conversion, losing 121 up there is a really bad thing for those folks up there in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give out the call-in number. We will be talking about animal RFID coming up right after this next break. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And if you would, if you're interested in this topic coming up, we'll take your questions. And also, looking to start some meetup groups for Ron Paul. That website that's a good networking website to get people connected on these issues is meetup.com, meetup.com. And as a matter of fact, hopefully in Austin here, we'll start a Ron Paul for President group here in Austin, hopefully this week. And another group that we'd like to see launched here in Austin is a group to see about getting legislation to fight the Real ID Act for 2008 to keep Texas out of that loop of having the Real ID Act enforced on us. And as well as emailing me, which my email address is richard@restoringtherepublic.com. Once again, my email address is richard@restoringtherepublic.com. And you can call in and leave a voicemail at 512-828-7240, 512-828-7240, or also toll free at 1-877-749-5736. That's once again 877-749-5736. You can call and leave a voicemail at that number or email me, and we'll see about getting connected on a variety of issues, whether they be Ron Paul for President, or we've got another group that's starting up called Fluoride Free Austin. Fluoride Free Austin will be meeting March 3rd at Brave New Books, and I don't have those details right this second, but I'll have the details on next Sunday's show about that. They'll be at March 3rd at Brave New Books. I'm sure if you go to bravenewbookstore.com, they may already have it on their calendar. But if you're interested in seeing about getting the fluoride taken out of Austin's water, or if you're in some other city and you're interested in getting help in taking the fluoride out of your water, make sure and go to that website, and you can email Anton. And hopefully we'll have Anton at least get on the phone next Sunday and talk about his upcoming meeting. Another meeting that's coming up will be in Houston tomorrow night, 911 questions group. And as soon as we come back from this break, I'll give you all the details on where that meeting is located. If you're in Houston, I'd love to see you there. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're fixing to bring up our guest, Judith McGeary, with FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. I just want to wrap up with the information about the FluorideFreeAustin.com group. That's going to be led by a gentleman named Anton. Hopefully we'll have him on next Sunday here for a little bit and talk about his group. That's Fluoride Free Austin. And be careful when you spell fluoride. It's F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E. It's his website is FluorideFreeAustin.com. Be sure and check that out and get on their email list. Also, the meeting will occur on March 3rd at 3 p.m., and that's going to be at Brave New Books, and that's at 1904 Guadalupe here in Austin, Texas. So get on the email list, and if you're interested in this topic, if you've got a passion for it, which I think maybe this will expand into these other soft kill weapons that we're being attacked with, hopefully it will. But just know that we can win on this issue, and we can show, as we have frequently and often do, that we can make a difference. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring up Judith McGeary with FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. And greetings, Judith.
Thank you.
Go ahead and get close to the microphone there okay. So we can make sure and hear you. Tell us how you got started on this issue about animal RFID and the premises ID.
Well, when I first heard about it, I thought it was an internet rumor. My normal day job was being an attorney, and I figured someone had just freaked out over nothing. And then Texas Animal Health Commission proposed regulations that would have made it mandatory for anyone who owned so much as a single chicken to register their property. And that's when I realized what they were really doing.
Well, it wasn't an internet rumor at all then, was it?
No, it wasn't. I went back and started reading the government documents.
So you kind of had a similar experience than I did. On one issue that I had an experience like that was about black box voting, is that I'd heard a variety of talk show hosts talk about the issue of black box voting, and I just didn't want to believe it or buy it, even though I researched it all on the net and studied it. And so I actually got involved in the campaign and found out that, oh, this is real stuff. But so I know that, you know, we were talking here during the break, and one of the things that you went to was last spring is they had this big Texas Animal Health Commission meeting at the Red Lion Hotel. Give us your perspective on how that went down at that event.
Well, it was an amazing experience. The agency had proposed regulations, like I said, that would have made it mandatory for anybody to register their property with the government. And we show up at that meeting, and there were, I think, close to 300 people there. And it was everybody from the organic farmers to good old boy redneck cattlemen to homesteaders to horse owners to consumers. It was this incredible breadth of people. And one after another, they stood up and said, we don't want you to do this. And it was every reason in the book. It was everything from constitutional rights to the practical problems. I mean, it was amazing. And then the agency, the commissioner, sat there after hours of listening to these people, and I still vividly remember one of the commissioners saying, well, I guess this is how people felt when they were first told they'd have to register their cars. And there was just a deafening boo across the room. These people, the commissioners, just missed the point entirely.
Right. Well, luckily they didn't all feel that way, though, because there was one guy basically saying that maybe we should rethink what we're doing here, too, because some of them were just seemed to be totally caught off guard. You could tell that for the most part they'd been fed the company line on why this is a greater thing than sliced bread to have premises ID on every property and to have every animal tagged or chipped in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So it was interesting that these guys, to watch them through that, and it was about 6 hours of video that I had because I was at that meeting as well, although you and I didn't know each other at that time. But I was at that meeting shooting video, and I didn't do my 3 minutes because so many people did such a good job with their 3 minutes. Normally I like to at least get my 3 minutes in, but I was videotaping all this, and I ended up with 6 hours of video from that event. And a lot of people didn't even get to speak. A lot of people left because they didn't have all day to stay there. So there's no telling. It probably would have lasted, had everybody had their opportunity to speak, even at 3 minutes at a time, I think that meeting would have lasted 8 or 10 hours at least.
Absolutely. A lot of the folks there were working folks who'd taken a bit of time off work, or farmers who had to get back, and they had to go home. But you're right. There was one commissioner at the end of all of it who was willing to speak up and say, you know, this thing needs to be rethought. And we owe him a lot of thanks for that.
There was a doctor or scientist or something that early in the presentation was outlining why this was such a good program. Do you happen to remember his name by any chance?
You're probably talking about Dr. Bob Hillman, the executive director.
Okay, that's it, right. Dr. Bob Hillman was one of the folks. He kind of did a little presentation early in the program saying that, well, this is what we really need to do. This is how we can control disease, and this is how we can handle this issue. It was just interesting how that he was coming on strong with his program, and then all of a sudden, you know, at the end he just got ambushed by all these people. So it was really great. But the other thing that came out of this meeting was that there was the governor's election, and I heard that it came down from Rick Perry to go ahead and delay this whole program. Is that the case?
As far as we know, yes. I mean, what happened was we sort of won a delay at the meeting, but then the agency turned around and said, well, you know what? Never mind what all of you people said. We're going to put through these regulations anyways. And a lot of us just tore up the phone lines. And the governor and several legislators called the agency and said, back off. It's an election year. You need to put this on hold.
Right. So that was a situation where even though those laws, they're all still sitting there to enforce what's going on. That's the thing, is we got to get in there and repeal these laws then, don't we?
Absolutely. The law is still on the books that allows the agency to make the whole program mandatory. And we're talking not just premises registration. We're talking the agency has the power, whenever it wants to require everyone to individually ID every animal and report movements to a database. And until that law is changed, we've got no guarantee that the agency won't turn around and try doing these regulations all over again.
Right. So they can start bringing that in any time. do you remember what that law was that was passed?
It was called House Bill 1361, and it's now part of the Agriculture Code.
So if folks Google in H.R. 1361 or just 1361 animal RFID?
Yeah, well, if they want to actually find the code, it's section 161.056 of the Agriculture Code.
Okay.
So you can actually go read it.
And that's also – that is actually on Texas Animal Health Commission website too, right?
There should be a link to
it. I think I remember finding that. It was about a year ago that I think if you just go to a search engine and type in Texas Animal Health Commission, that'll probably be one of the top links that pops up, and then you can find the legislation for the folks that are out there that want to dig that up, that 1361. But the premises ID, from what I understand, was actually supposed to be starting to be implemented last summer, right?
Exactly. It was supposed to be mandatory as of July 1st. And, you know, what's sad is a lot of people still got told that it was mandatory. I've had folks, I've had meetings all over the state, and inevitably someone, at least one person, stands up and goes, "You mean this program's voluntary? I was told that I had to sign up."
That's right.
Yeah. So there are a lot of folks who are in that government database who never would have been if they had a choice.
Wow. Do you have any idea about how many people have actually signed up with Premises ID?
I think the latest numbers are 23,000 here in Texas.
23,000. But that's still a drop in the bucket when you consider that so many people do have some farm animals, chickens, et cetera, at their home or, you know, their property.
Exactly. It's a fraction. The agency says they estimate that there are 200,000 premises in the state.
200,000.
When you think about everyone who's got a handful of chickens, a couple of milk goats, a pet Shetland pony, I mean, I'd estimate that the number is probably twice that.
Well, that's good. Well, hopefully we can keep it down to the 10% levels. Now, another thing that they pointed out is that I was kind of surprised by, but I'm kind of glad that it wasn't working out for them, was that they actually, for the Texas Animal Health Commission, this was an unfunded mandate that they were dealing with, where they didn't really have any funding to do what they needed to do. What they were hoping to do is have revenue from the system, right?
Well, yes and no. They were planning to use this to create revenue. You're absolutely right. What they didn't talk about is that they were getting and still are getting a lot of funds from the federal government. Mm. So U.S. Department of Agriculture, this is a USDA plan, and they've got lots of funds going to the states, which, unsurprisingly, strings attached. So you only get your funds if you get enough people to sign up, if you do the right things. So last year, Texas Animal Health Commission got over $1 million from the federal government to push this on us.
$1 million for Texas?
Yes.
To push it on? Okay, so that's pretty well funded. Now, I don't know what the Texas Animal Health Commission, I guess they get paid separately from that funding. So they operate on a separate budget, probably.
Well, what it is some of that money went straight to Texas Animal Health Commission, and it's paid for new computers. It's paid for new staff members. I've heard them talking about this at their meetings.
Okay.
Some of the money then got passed on to different associations. So, for instance, Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, which a lot of cattle guys in this state belong to, got paid money through this grant system to go sign people up and tell them what a great program this is.
Right. So they're actually getting in and infiltrating groups that would normally probably be opposed to this, since they're paying them off with money and with the strings attached, they're kind of buying them off then, right?
Yes, and it's sort of a question of which came first. A lot of these industry groups, like National Cattlemen's Beef Association, have actually been the ones developing the program. I mean, big ag, the big boys who export meat to Asia, want this program.
That's one thing that was pretty obvious at that meeting, is that big agriculture does want that, because another thing they think that they're going to benefit from is that the actual putting all the small and medium operations out of business. Is that right?
I think so. I mean, they certainly won't admit it. But, you know, there's no scientific basis to say that everyone who's got a single chicken somehow poses a health threat to big ag. It doesn't make sense otherwise.
Right, because that's like a similar thing with the toll road issue, is that we do have a few of the really big mega giant trucking outfits that want toll roads. And I think the way it'll work is that they'll get their text tag, or whatever you want to call it, their electronic pass to be on the toll road. And they may appear to be paying tolls when they're on the road, just from the mere fact that they're on there, but they'll have some other backdoor subsidy that makes up for them being on the toll roads. And that way they can eliminate the smaller players in the business, or make them ride on slower roads, you know, to thwart their business. So I think the same kind of game is being played with this animal RFID issue, is that they can thwart the smaller and medium-sized business, because they were talking about that this might be pretty expensive to operate and implement these programs, right?
Oh, absolutely. So far, our government agencies keep refusing to do a cost analysis. And think about this. The U.S. Department of Ag has spent over $84 million so far on this program, and they haven't done a cost analysis? You know, if any of us ran a business that way, we'd go bankrupt. But when you look at what we're seeing from other countries, because Australia and some other countries have implemented similar programs, you're talking $40 an animal, $60 an animal on average. And that's not counting the fact that small producers tend to pay more than the average. So we're talking about a really expensive program here.
Wow. Well, that would definitely put out even just the people that just have that as a hobby to go out there and have some eggs from their chickens, you know, organic eggs or whatever. So, folks, that's what we're dealing with here, is that they would really put a hamstring on local farmers that are close to where you live. And more, we need more organic farmers, whether it's growing crops or animals. Either way, we need them to help supply food, because the centralization and the big megacorp control, whether it's big agro or big ranching or whichever it is, it's just too much centralized control on our food supply. That's another thing, is that what could happen with all this centralized control of our food supply?
Well, there are a million things that could happen, and the government knows it. They keep pointing to this as one of the dangers. If you have centralized food supply, you see things like what we've already seen the last 2 months with the spinach scare and the salmonella and peanut butter. And, you know, there's a list that just keeps going on and on. Because if there's any contamination in one of these huge centralized facilities, it can damage thousands of people across the country. If you have contamination in a small local facility, it hits a dozen families and you're done. It also makes you vulnerable to a terrorist attack. It makes you vulnerable to natural disasters like Katrina or anything else that disrupts supply lines. It makes us dependent on foreign oil, because this whole system of transporting food across the country is absolutely dependent on cheap gas. So this sort of centralized system is incredibly vulnerable from a lot of angles. An analogy I like using, all of us have been told, if you want financial security, diversify your investments. I mean, this is a mantra we've been beat to death with. Yet we're centralizing our food supply. We're undiversifying our food supply. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I agree with that. It seems like the more and more we learn, there's so much centralization going on with so many facets of our lives that it does really put us at greater risk. Well, folks, if you want to call in, hopefully we've got a lot of folks out there in Radio Free Austin land that are tuned in. The number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Going back to the issue of centralization, it's pretty amazing, though, that we would put ourselves at such risk, because, like in the case of that spinach scare, I mean, I didn't get to study it thoroughly, but they actually pulled all spinach off of everywhere, right?
I don't know the full scope of the recall, but I know it was huge, because you're dealing with a facility that was huge and you have no idea where this food has gone. And that's actually kind of one of the interesting things about this animal ID issue. They're using these scares, like the spinach scare, to play on consumers' fears. Look, you want us to have all of the animals ID'd because then we can know where your food comes from.
Right.
And it's a complete lie. Because first of all, the tracing won't extend to the consumer. The tracing will end at the slaughterhouse. So it won't do anything for food safety, and even USDA's admitted that. Second of all, if you want to know where your food comes from, buy local. I mean, it's a very, very simple answer. You want to know where your food comes, hit the farmer's market, hit your local co-op, there are places you can actually know where your food comes from for real, not because there's a number attached to something.
Well, I agree with that. I know that a lot of folks here in Austin more and more are buying local and going local. It's one of the things that I need to do more of. I have tried to get into the more organic food myself, but I do need to make that trip to the farmer's market. I think that, I tell you what, the more I read about the way our food is processed and brought to market, the more concerned I am, and not just for myself, but especially for our kids. I mean, we look and we've got an epidemic of our kids being overweight, sickly. They've got hypothyroidism, got a lot of different things going on. And a lot of that is, I think, attributable to the food. What do you know about all that?
It's a cause that's near and dear to my heart, actually. On a personal note, my husband had incredibly high cholesterol. At 40 years old, he was a walking advertisement for a heart attack. We changed what he ate, not what you think of, because he wouldn't go off meat. He wouldn't eat vegetables. He was a meat and potatoes guy. We simply changed to organic grass-fed meats. That's all we did. His cholesterol dropped.
Wow.
He's healthy. He's perfectly healthy now.
That's amazing.
And I know stories like that from person after person after person. We're changing the diet to organic foods or to grass-fed meats or getting off pasteurized milk has made such a difference in their lives or their children's lives.
And if they manage to squeeze out these smaller and medium-sized farms, then folks, we will not have that option of getting these organic foods. Folks, our number is 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. We'll be right back after this break. Continue to listen to RBN Live, and we'll keep our guests going here with Judith McGeary. Thanks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic on RBN Live. It is Sunday, February 18th. And if you're listening just before 7 p.m. Central Time, we're on live with Judith McGeary. She is with farmandranchfreedom.com. That website, again, is farmandranchfreedom.com. And if you go to that website, there is a link there that says Rally to Stop National Animal ID System, right? Is that system? And that's at and also the Trans-Texas Corridor issue. You'll see a link there, Rally to Stop NAIS and TTC on March 2nd, 2007. Judith, tell us what's going on with this rally and what do we expect to accomplish and who all are we asking to come out?
Well, I'll start with the last one. We want everyone to come out. We need as many people as possible to be there. This is going to be on a Friday afternoon, so just skip out early and take a long weekend. And it's about the National Animal ID System and the Trans-Texas Corridor. And I know you've got other folks probably who can speak better about Trans-Texas Corridor than I can, so I'll focus on the NAIS issue. We've got bills in front of the legislature right now that would change the law. As we were saying earlier, right now the agency could make this program mandatory anytime it wants to. They keep saying, oh, don't worry, we wouldn't do anything like that. I'm a little short on trust when it comes to the agency. So I want the law changed so that they can't make it mandatory. We've got two bills in front of the legislature, and we need to show the legislators that a lot of people care about this. So we want a large turnout of folks to come down to downtown Austin, come up to the steps of the Capitol, and show the legislature that this is an important issue.
Well, Judith, I can't agree with you more. I know you're down there where, pun intended, the sausage is being made. Because I know I go to a lot of these meetings like Campo meeting. I know you're familiar here in Central Texas. And folks out there in listener land, that's what it's going to take. If we're going to get this country back on track, we're going to have to do the things that we don't normally do, maybe the things that aren't really enjoyable. Most of us, I think, in this movement have been pretty much apolitical. We've been trained that all we do is every first Tuesday in November, every other year, or in some cases every year. I know here in Texas now, first Tuesday in November, we have an election every year for something. But most of us have been trained that that's the limit of our political activity, and we've got to break out of that. I've said on the show before, but in my view, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are both top-down operations. They're run from the top down. And at this point, so many people have abandoned these parties and will continue to abandon these parties that we can actually get back involved in both these parties and actually take them back over and we can run them. All of us out there that believe in the Constitution and believe in the Republic that is the United States, this Republican form of government, we can actually have an opportunity here to actually get involved and take this country back. So, folks, like I said, get involved and go to these events. Come on down on March 2nd if you're in Central Texas or nearby here in Austin. March 2nd, it says on the website right here at farmandranchfreedom.com. That the march will begin at 1:45 p.m. And where is that supposed to start exactly?
Well, we've got the parking lot at the corner of Cesar Chavez and Red River reserved. And this should be a really fun event, actually, because there are people who are bringing their tractors, people who are bringing horses, people who are bringing cattle. I've even got one guy who's promised that if his llama has had her baby, he'll bring the llama and the baby.
All right.
So we'll meet at the corner of Cesar Chavez and Red River and then march up Congress Avenue.
So this could be a great thing for the kids to come out and actually have almost like a little zoo or menagerie of animals going on and like Noah's Ark style almost or something out
Absolutely.
Here.
We need to remind people that whether you live in the city or not, animals are still important.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Judith, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back, folks. The calling number again is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. If you've got questions for Judith McGeary of Farm and Ranch Freedom, and we'll be right back after this break.